to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform healings today and tomorrow. On the third day, accomplish my purpose.' Yet I must continue on my journey, on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus knows that in Jerusalem he will encounter his death. So the Pharisees, not his friends, but they still admonish him, "Don't come, please." You see, even though at times they do not like Jesus, because Jesus is always, "You Pharisees." But they know what Jesus is speaking, because Jesus speaks the truth. And they have responded with truth, "Don't come." But Jesus, his purpose on earth is to offer his life. Once, when he was mentioning, "I will go to Jerusalem," and Peter was telling Jesus, "Please don't go." What Jesus told Peter? "Satan, go to my back. What you understand is from men, not from God." So many times we consider suffering or the cross is something that we don't like, we don't want to encounter. But of course, Jesus not bring us always encountering crosses, but we can avoid. If we want to live well, at least you have to die of yourself to accept other people. Love is never for yourself. When you live for others, this is already sacrificing yourself. You don't need to go to the cross, but that's your cross. As a mother, you have your cross. As a father, you have a cross. As a priest, I have my own cross. Everybody, this is the will of the Father, that we follow His way. His way is way of love. Love is a time. One way is to love. Another way is to lose yourself for give space for others. And this losing yourself is not easy, especially for us priests. Humility is very difficult to practice. At times, we are offended because you don't respect me. At times, you don't look at me. At times, you don't greet me. I can be offended many times. What can you do? That's the way. If you look for yourself, you're in purgatory. But Jesus' way is that you will always live in His peace. That's most important. Don't wait for a time, "Oh, I will go to heaven one day." If today you're not in peace, you're already in purgatory. Okay, you spend your time on earth as purgatory, and then perhaps one day you go straight to heaven. Good for you. But this is not the way of Jesus wanted us to live. He wants every moment he's with his presence, always in peace. Jesus in peace then, but he knows he has to go to Jerusalem to encounter death. We know that. We say when we yes to the will of the Father, always we will encounter something. We don't know what thing. But at least when you say you want to love, you have to lose. Lose what? Yourself. That's most difficult things. And that's hurt our pride also. So you can avoid. But thank God that we're given the grace that He be with us. Especially through the Eucharist, that whatever we live is Jesus. His life is in us. The gospel, the word of God is in us. So we are empowered to live moment by moment like Jesus towards Jerusalem, but at peace. So we pray for one another so that we can always have this peace in mind, that we already know that the kingdom of God is on earth because Jesus is present. Where there's Jesus, that's the heaven. So let's keep Jesus in our heart and keep Jesus in our midst, because He promised that two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst.